it may be very tempting for us to think that Easter is all over. Of course, we just celebrated Holy Week and the big Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday, and last week being Divine Mercy Sunday. And we may just want to move on to the next thing, maybe from a practical standpoint or a spiritual standpoint. We want to move on to the very next thing in our lives. But today, this morning, we're given the awesome and powerful story of the road to Emmaus, where we are privileged to see these two disciples who were walking and talking and confused, really. The disciples have difficulty recognizing the risen Jesus. Why was that? They had such great difficulty in recognizing him. Maybe they thought he was going to rise like Lazarus. He was just going to simply raise from the dead. But instead, Jesus took it a step further. Jesus transformed all human existence. He transforms us right now, of course. And he transformed all of those who have gone before us, bringing us eternal life. The disciples asked themselves a very important question this morning. Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? It was that first encounter that those disciples had that brought such excitement, such joy in their lives. It allows us to ponder, when was our first moment when we encountered the Holy Spirit in our own lives? Now, of course, the Easter season reminds us that the risen Jesus is always among us. He's present just as he was to the disciples. But just like the disciples, we have a hard time recognizing him. And I think there's a spiritual principle here. It's one that has really helped me a little bit in my own life. And maybe you've sort of felt it too. But the nearer Jesus is to us, the harder it is to believe that he is present. And the harder it is to recognize him. At times we may travel to pilgrimages or shrines to see where Jesus has appeared, to see where the saints lived and did their work. But when he is present right here, we hardly know it at times. Isn't that the spiritual life? We ask ourselves those questions. Where's God? Where is God when evil happens? This weekend, though, I would ask that you reflect with me just on three simple questions. Questions that we face in our spiritual lives. The first question, where do you think it is hardest for us to recognize the risen Jesus in our lives? Now, this one is not even a close call. Without a doubt, it's hardest for us to recognize the presence of the risen Jesus in us. He is with us in those moments where we are moved by the energy and the excitement of the Holy Spirit in our works of charity, in those moments of receiving communion, where we know that Jesus is within us, not alongside us, but within us. Now, the second question, moving down the boulevard here. The second question, where is the second hardest place to recognize the risen Lord? Well, it's the presence of Jesus in other people, especially in those that we really can't stand in our lives. Now, finally, my last question. Where is the third hardest place to recognize the risen Jesus in our lives. Now, this one may surprise you, but it's the Eucharist. Keep in mind that spiritual principle I gave you earlier. The nearer Jesus is to us, the harder it is to believe that he is present, and the harder it is to recognize him. So there we have it. Ourselves, other people, and the Eucharist. Now, how do we resolve this? It all boils down to two very simple points. We have to be present and aware. Being present and aware, even in the most ordinary and mundane aspects of our lives. Presence and awareness. I was reminded of just those two simple facts last week when I was on the 7th and 8th grade class trip with our students over at Bishop Flaget. We were over in New York City, my first time over in New York City. And of course, we visited the great sites, the Statue of Liberty, St. Patrick's Cathedral, the 9/11 Museum. And yes, you guessed it, Father Sean got lost in New York City. And this happened at the Metro. It was during rush hour, and I just couldn't join the rest of the group in the Metro. So I told them I would meet them down about 5 stops down. And as I got on the Metro, I noticed, of course, everybody is reading, listening to music, just winding down from a busy day in New York City. Then, all of a sudden, I saw a little Russian family come on the Metro, and they were feeding their little baby with baby food. And everybody on that car just sort of stopped and became so fascinated and aware of that little baby. It seemed like time itself sort of stopped in that big city of New York City, where perhaps loneliness is rampant. Perhaps individuals, wherever you may be, have a difficulty finding their voice. But that little moment brought a sense of awareness and presence. Another little episode I realized was over at St. Patrick's Cathedral, this huge, magnificent cathedral. And I noticed that there was a Muslim woman in her hijab, and she was praying at the Pietà. The Pietà, of course, where the Blessed Mother is holding her son, the body of Jesus. And that made me think that Jesus meets us where we are, just like on the road to Emmaus. But Jesus gathers all of humanity, not just us in this church, but Jesus gathers the whole universe. We ourselves are aware of that presence in our lives. That's why the bread is broken every Sunday. That bread is broken so that Jesus can break our sins, so that Jesus can break our agendas, so that Jesus can break down our fear, whatever is holding us back, so that Jesus gives us a voice in this world, so that individuals may hear of the love and the mercy of God. So, my dear friends, this afternoon, let us pray that we may be always open to the risen Jesus, that we may be always open to the creative energy of the Holy Spirit, that we may always recognize that the risen Jesus is truly within each one of us.